on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hey everybody, how we doing? Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up.
Don't know what you Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, as I said, and welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up with me, Spencer, with you now until 3 o'clock on what is the last Saturday before Christmas. How are you? Hope you're well. Hope you're keeping safe. Do you know what? Another crazy week, eh? Honestly. But forget that. I can promise you some great music for the next 3 hours, some great chat, and I am thrilled beyond recognition that my special guest today. As you know, every Christmas show I try and get somebody in that's kind of made an impact throughout the year, and today, oh god, I pulled it out of the bag. I am joined by Alan and Jamie from the Isolation Creations. Now, if you don't know those guys, I'm sure you will, but if you don't, get onto YouTube, get onto Twitter, have a search. They have, for me anyway, single-handedly saved the past year or so with the craziest of creative entertainment. I will be talking to them just after 12:30 today, God willing, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Any questions for them as well, do get in touch and let me know. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or find me on all the usual socials. That's Ben Phoenix on Twitter, The Weekend Wind-Up, Facebook, Instagram, etc. And I've got lots and lots of Christmas music today. We can't fight it. We're going to have loads of tracks. Make no excuses for them as well. No apologies. They're cheesy and they're lovely. This next track isn't a Christmas one, but it's still damn good. This is the new one from Years and Years and Galantis. This is Sweet Talker.
Couldn't keep a secret that it was you. I'm trying not to give in, but you always know what to say. Oh, why, oh, why do I listen to promises you're gonna break? You're such a sweet talker. You made me believe every lie was a beautiful sound. Sound. You're such a sweet talker, man of my dreams. Tell me, where are you? Where are you now?
Yeah.
some me time for once. Yes, perfect. I got the new bath bombs today. Peach and clove, here we come. Mim and the Anvil makes the best smelling herbal blends of bath bombs. You can order loose or ground herb, added buttermilk, extra large, even ones with hidden gifts inside. There are over 25 essential oil varieties. After today, my body definitely needs some spiritual nourishment. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today.
More than half of us in Essex will get a heart condition in our lifetime. Making a donation to the Essex Heart Fund will help improve the treatment and ongoing support for cardiac patients. Together, we can keep hearts beating in Essex. For information and to donate, visit essexheartfund.org.uk or give £10 by texting SXHF to 70191. Essex Heart Fund is managed by the independent charitable trust Essex Community Foundation.
Set in the heart of Brentwood's beautiful woodland, Hartswood Golf Club is the council's jewel in the crown. With our tree-lined fairways and eye-catching course features, both new and old, Hartswood offers something for golfers of all levels. To book a tee time, give us a call on Brentwood 214 830 or visit the Brentwood Borough Council website for more details. Hartswood Golf Club, Brentwood's hidden gem.
Here we go, Kylie there with Jessie Ware, Kiss of Life, currently out as the new single and sounding superb. superb. Rumours are Kylie's going to be touring next year, so that's obviously going to be a big deal. Lots of Kylie fans out there, so let's look forward to that. Now, I just remind you, I have coming up, hopefully in the next 15 minutes, we will have our special guest for today, the Isolation Creations. Looking forward, they are on standby. I know they are. I've been chatting to them. They're on standby, so I'm really looking forward to speaking to them. And check them out, if you can, before they come on air, because honestly, they are just sunshine. Honest, they are just... What am I doing? What's that noise? Sorry, I'm... Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I get for leaving my phone on. Sorry, that's really unprofessional. I will not do that. Let me just turn it off. There we go. Apologise for that, in case you heard that. What was I saying? Isolation Creations, yeah. Mind you, that's if they're still listening. They're probably gone now. How unprofessional I am. They are just the most entertaining. Check them out, if you can, on YouTube, all the socials, etc. And, yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. So looking forward to talking to them. Now, I am coming up this next track. Every time I hear this, honestly, it's a brand new Christmas song. I played it for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And this has just got something special about it. I do like this. This is Ingrid Michaelson and Zooey Deschanel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, I've got your first travel update of the day today. The roads are actually not looking too bad. It's surprising that it's Saturday before Christmas. Now, there's a build-up of traffic on the Ongar Road heading towards Brentwood High Street, which, as you would expect, the last Saturday for Christmas, it's going to be busy with Christmas shopping. But traffic is still moving just slower than usual. All the main roads, so the M25, the A12, the A127 and the A13, all showing as having no delays at the moment. Traffic around the Lakeside Thurrock area is obviously busy with the shopping centre there, but still moving freely, and the bridge over into Kent is also busy as well. Now, obviously, on the A13, you do have the ongoing roadworks, so be mindful of that. I know it's closed around the Stamford Hope or Sitcock turn-off area, so you do need to make provisions if you're travelling in that vicinity. Now, on the London Underground, as you know, there is strike action this weekend, so there is a special service on many lines, but there's also some reported problems on the lines that are open as well, which is not great. So, there's a special service on the Central Line and also on the Jubilee Line, the Northern Line and the Victoria Line. Waterloo and City is closed and there are severe delays on the Circle Line, the Hammersmith and City Line, Metropolitan Line and the Piccadilly Line. So, not great at all. Do check with TfL before heading out. Now, services on the Greater Anglia Network looking okay, as are services on the C2C into Fenchurch Street. But obviously, check with those providers before heading out. And remember, we'll keep you updated on all the travel each and every hour on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Now, this next song, I can't play this without thinking back to a certain variety show many years ago that I was in, and I sang this with a performer, I think, who is listening today, Samantha, if you are. We sang this together, and the title of the song is Baby It's Cold Outside, and we knew it was, because that's where most of the audience went to when we started singing. this is a memory. Enjoy.
Outside.
I've got to go away.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, watch your
my
heart.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Oh, beautiful, please don't hurry.
Or maybe just a half
Why
a drink
don't you
more?
Put some records on while I
the
pour?
Neighbors might think.
Oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this train?
There's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I want to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move a little
At
close.
Least there will be, ooh, that I try.
What's the sound of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Our bodies cold outside.
Cold outside.
The answer is no.
You know it's cold outside.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window. Ah, that's
My
gone.
Sister will be suspicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Like waves upon a tropical
My
shore.
My lady man's mine.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette
more. Never such a blizzard
I've got to go.
Or maybe you would freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
You know it's up to your knees out there.
You'll be really being grand.
I thrill when you
but
touch
don't
my hand.
You see?
How can you do
God, here we go. Christmas in a song, if ever I heard one. How fabulous to hear that again. Never gets old, does it? Tom Jones and Kerris Matthews. Love that. Now, I said I have special guests today, and all being well, they will be on the line very, very shortly, but I just want to introduce you to them. So, basically, what do you get when you are basically you're in lockdown and you get a couple of actors with too much time on their hand, too many wigs and too many costumes? Well, they create the isolation creation. And this is Jamie and Alan. And as I said before, from Gogglebox to The Real Housewives, ABBA to the great Simon B, the two guys and their dog, I have to say as well, they've been spoofing and recreating lots of kind of amazing TV shows, videos, pop videos, and they've just entertained over the past 18 months. And I first found these, I think by accident, actually, about 18 months ago. And I just became obsessed, and they have just literally kept me entertained. Honestly, they have. So, all being well, I am going to introduce you to Alan and Jamie. Are you on the line?
Hi. Hi, Spencer.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good, yeah.
Lovely. Thanks for joining me today.
Welcome to join you. Thank you for having us. What was our first video you saw, Spencer?
I think it was the bread one. If anyone, as I said, if anyone out there doesn't know you guys, go and check them out. But I watched it and I thought, what is this? And then it just, and I remember it was, I sat there one evening, and you know when there's nothing on TV and you're on YouTube and you're just looking through stuff?
We've been there.
And it just took over the whole evening. I was like, now what's this, and what's this, and what's this? And I just kept sharing and looking, and it became... And as I said, before we get into the conversation, it's really important to say to you, thank you, because you have kept us entertained so much throughout lockdown.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, we've kept ourselves entertained, and it was something we started just as a laugh to share with friends and family, but then they started sharing it further afield, and gradually an audience grew, an audience of like-minded people who grew up in the 80s and remember some terrible television.
We're talking of which, I saw the Crossroads annual this week, which made me bust. It was just, so tell us a bit about yourself. Alan, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Alan. I'm approaching my 50th year, I'm a northerner who, I studied drama at college, and then went down to London and worked. I worked as an actor, but not making a lot of money, but actors in things like museums and things like that. And I was also at the Millennium Dome.
Okay, yeah.
And I was actually at the Dome when the robbers hit.
Oh, yeah.
For the diamond. I was working that day. And, I was off to get the costume and everything. And then suddenly all these, like, cops said, get down. The place has been robbed. and I thought it was some kind of joke. But no. I've done all sorts of bit of stand-up here, a few pantos.
So how did it come about that you decide? I know, obviously, as I said, you had too much time on your hands and we've all been in lockdown and stuff, but how did you kind of evolve it from just sitting there with the basic idea to actually creating? Because some of the... If I refer to the Vogue video, for example, that is like a really professional production. It's like a properly crafted video. And how did you kind of go from the basic idea to creating all these original concepts?
Well, we started off mainly doing photos. We actually started at the beginning of lockdown last year doing one photo a day. People love them. And then we thought, shall we try doing a little video? And me and Jamie are a bit obsessed, with like the sort of the retro comedies that end with you've been watching.
Yeah.
And all the sort of celebrities one by one appear and do some kind of like shtick. We started doing a few of those. Things like Are You Being Served and The Golden Girls. And then we sort of started thinking, we try and do like a lip-synced pop video. We've done a couple of them before the Vogue.
Yeah, I think the first one we did was Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon.
Yes.
I know him so well. And we just worked out, we worked out a system of how we can lip-sync really well. It's a secret I'm not going to divulge, Spencer. But we've got, we worked out how to do it. We put them out there. We worked out that you know, if, as long as we credit the right artist and the money, if there's money being made on YouTube by adverts, it goes to that artist, not to us. But it's fine, we can do it. So then we got a bit more daring, and yeah, we got more daring with the way we're shooting things. We did Vogue, we did, we were all five Spice Girls.
Yep.
And the two of us were all five of them on screen at the same time. We worked out how to use a green screen, and we just got more, there's the evolution of the Isolation Creations. I think you can really see it through our work, because the first thing we ever did was the Tiger King in the back garden, when Tiger King was like the height of you know, mania, right at the start of lockdown. And that, if you look at it before, Alan's just wearing one of our duvets as Carol Baskin. And we've got Peggy, our dog, has got some tiger ears on, and I've got a bit of a mullet wig on. But that, you know, that's how it started. And as you say, now we're doing these epics.
I know, and it's kind of, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the kind of, the reenactment of the TV shows or the music videos?
It's a hard question. I guess we're starting to prefer kind of tiptoeing into writing our own stuff.
Yeah.
So taking something that's established but giving it a spin. So, for example, we did a couple of weeks ago, in the news, there was all this excitement about Helena Bonham Carter playing the character of Noel Gordon, the actress,
yep,
in like a biopic.
Yep.
For ITV. So we decided to create an origin story like The Joker, the film that came out a couple of years ago. We created the origin story of Amy Turtle and made it into like this dramatic kind of cinematic trailer. So we're enjoying taking something that's established, that's something that people are really nostalgic and fond of, but giving it a bit of a spin.
I love
another one.
I love the way that anyone under 50, we're all laughing, anyone under 50 is thinking, who's Amy Turtle?
Well, with the magic of the internet, they can now Google her.
Exactly.
And
Amy Turtle, once seen, never forgotten. Absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, Jamie, go on, carry on.
I was going to say, we another one that's a really fun one that we were both really proud of was, and I think it was I Had a Fever Dream, maybe, but we decided to mash up the Golden Girls and the A-Team. So imagine that the four Golden Girls were soldiers of fortune on the run. And that meant we could make some toy guns and live out like our little teenage fantasy in the back garden. Alan made a bazooka that smoked.
I know. And do you know what? I was thinking about saying this earlier, and this is said with so much respect. It's so absurd. It's brilliant. Does that make sense?
Because
it's so surreal, and it's very British as well. I don't think that you would ever get anywhere else in the world somebody being able to do this in this way. It's such a British thing.
Yeah.
Kind of with the pop culture references to 70s TV. Now, what is sort of... Jamie, tell us a bit about yourself as well, because obviously we heard her from Alan. Give us a bit of background on you.
So I'm from Liverpool originally. Got some work in Liverpool, popped up in Brookside, popped up in Hollyoaks.
And Corrie, of course.
And Corrie, and Emmerdale. So I've been acting since I was... In fact, I've been acting since I was 10. I was in a TV show called Number 73. So I was a bit of a Bonnie Langford child star.
The Sandwich Game, was that?
Yeah.
Yes. I remember that, yes.
And I've been acting for a long time, but I also now travel around the world teaching people confidence and how to stand up in front of an audience and speak. I've got kind of a serious day job, and then at night I'm a bit like Hong Kong Phooey. I've got this alter ego that puts on long blonde wigs and dresses up as Agnetha from ABBA.
Why not? It passes the time.
And always have had.
Yeah, I'm not going to shave my beard off. We get a lot of hate on YouTube for me having a beard.
Do you know what? I don't understand. I think it was the one when you did Keeping Up Appearances, wasn't it? That created a complete breakdown from somebody who... I can't think of her name, the lady who messaged in. I'm not going to give her airtime. But I know she had a meltdown, didn't she, thinking... And I was like, if you don't get the joke, there's something very sad about you.
Yeah.
How has your reaction been? So obviously, you do a lot of filming outside with your neighbours and stuff. How are they with you? How have they embraced it?
They're cool. I think one neighbour sort of knows that we do something like this, because one day he was out with his little dog and I was dressed as Yoda and Jamie was dressed as, what's his name?
Luke Skywalker.
And the neighbours started talking to us.
Yeah.
And I was having quite a serious conversation with him over the back fence, Spencer, and then suddenly I realised I was in a blonde, bowl-headed wig. So I sort of surreptitiously slipped it off, carried on talking, and he didn't say anything. So either he thinks we're, you know, we should be popping up on Kilroy Silk as strange guests who have dirty secrets, or he's a fan who watches what we do.
And who isn't? Who is? How do you cope? Because obviously out there, you know, we all experience a little bit of trolling now and again. How do you cope with that?
Oh, we're old enough now. You know, we've got thick skins. I think even before, as it was sort of happening, we sort of knew it would happen. So we were expecting it to happen. And it tends to happen with things that go viral, like the ABBA video and the Hyacinth keeping up appearances. Both of those went into their thousands and thousands of viewers. And I think when it goes to that extreme, then we start getting, like, the odd bad comment or the bit of trolling. But we just delete it. We don't react. We don't reply. We delete it so other people don't see it, because some of it can be quite nasty.
It can. It just makes me laugh when you think everything that goes on in the world that you could get in a state about, and the fact that somebody's completely driven to write in a horrible message about a man in a wig. That's all it is. It's the most absurd thing.
About Jamie having a beard.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
And all our fans now are beard blind because they don't really see it anymore.
it's very hard not to let it hurt. And not to kind of obsess over it, because
absolutely.
Have a video that has 100 amazing comments and one horrible, it's hard not to just concentrate on the horrible one. But we've got a lot better at it now. And in fact, the woman who kicked off about our Keeping Up Appearances video, we changed her into a character. So now we have a couple of characters that are internet trolls, and they pop up on our videos commenting about them. So we sort of get in there first ourselves.
Exactly, and it's just kind of, you've got to be realistic. You're always going to get these idiots, aren't you? And you just have to kind of just, as you say, just deal with it. Don't pay any heed to it and move on. So obviously you talked about kind of fans. You've got some big celebrity fans out there now. I know the cast of Corrie are completely obsessing about you. You've got Sally, you've got Patty, haven't you, and Georgia and stuff like that.
So,
what's the feedback been like from these people?
Brilliant, Spencer, and like a cheeky exclusive that I can't go into, but if you tune into ITV1 on, I don't know, you need to say one, do you? ITV on Monday night at 9 o'clock, you might see a couple of familiar faces popping up.
Amazing.
But I can't go into it. On Monday night, 9 o'clock, the Coronation Street big quiz.
Oh, that's amazing.
You watch that. But they are, Coronation Street of fans. Denise Van Outen, we spoofed her and Eddie doing Gogglebox. She loved it.
Yeah.
I know, Matt Lucas, Zoe Ball, Cagney and Lacey.
I know, the Cagney and Lacey one was a favourite of mine. It just and it wasn't actually the two main characters themselves. It was like Harvey, and it was just the supporting cast, which, as somebody who watched Cagney and Lacey on a Saturday evening with your family, it just brought everything back, and it was just...
Well, we were delighted to know that Cagney and Lacey had a little reunion, the girls, Mary Beth, Tyne Daly and Sharon Glass. And the day that they had a reunion, an evening, they were sort of tweeting about meeting each other again. Suddenly, they both tweeted out our video saying, oh my gosh, have you seen this? So they'd obviously watched it together, had a couple of wines, watched it, and decided how funny it was.
But isn't it amazing that in this, with technology, that somebody, over on the other side of the world has seen that? But also testament to what you guys say. And as I said, it wasn't kind of... I wasn't fawning at the beginning, but for me, when in lockdown things got really tough and obviously stuck indoors, and you were fed up of what you watched on Netflix, and you were fed up of, it's traditional TV. What you've done is you've just every single time have made everyone think, actually, we're not too bad. We're all right. We can have a bit of a laugh. And I think you should really, take a bow for that, because it has really seen us through.
Thank you so much.
No, and it has, and it's just been so entertaining. So what's the future holding for you guys?
Who knows? I mean, we're going to keep going. We decided that the Isolation Creations is not just for lockdown, it's for life.
Absolutely.
So we're going to see what happens. We're going to keep doing... We're now doing one video every week. We've got a list of 20 characters we have to dress up as this afternoon.
Yeah, we'll today's a filming day for you, isn't it? So thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Then we'll edit that tomorrow and get it out online. And we have a list. We have a list of things we've got to do still. We have to still do, and we keep getting asked about it, Prisoner Cell Block H. So we're going to do Prisoner Cell Block H definitely next year.
We're talking old school, like with B and all those people.
Yeah.
And Lizzie. Oh, amazing.
And also, it depends on what the weather's like. If the weather's good, we can go and do some something that requires outdoor shooting, or if not, we just do it inside the house.
And we've ventured out a little bit. We're getting bolder of venturing out the front door. So who knows, we might go and do some on-location shooting around Scarborough High Street.
Oh, God, can you imagine? How fantastic.
We did The Apprentice, and we marched up and down our little lane here with our wheelie suitcases. So, yeah, who knows?
I just think if you hark back to Saturday Night TV and things like Summertime Special and all that, your show is a prime candidate for a Saturday Night TV entertainment show.
That's the dream. And we are getting noticed by... Yeah. TV producers, and like you say, we're kind of good old-fashioned British humour. Watch it with your kids and laugh at one level, and then there's always a little bit of a cheeky wink for the mums and dads.
Exactly. And well, you rest assured, we will, you know, there's lots of us fighting your case and pushing it out there where we can, so don't worry about that. So before we finish, thank you, as I said, for entertaining us, and keep going. We are loving it, and you know, we're completely behind you. But we always ask people, guests on the show, to pick a Christmas song. So I asked, just to all the listeners, I asked the guys to pick this song, and they've picked a song which they're going to introduce you in a moment. And I'd never heard this before. And I said to Jamie this morning, I had to do a double take when I heard this, because I don't know how this has passed me by, but this has already gone down as a Christmas classic. Do you want to introduce this song for us?
Yes, Spencer, and all your listeners, have a lovely Christmas. And here is what I think is most probably the greatest underrated Christmas classic, The Weather Girls with Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man This Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Have a happy Christmas.
Thanks, Spencer. Thanks so much.
I want to be close
Here we go. I can see it out. Merry Christmas, baby. Now, as we head up towards the news, I just want to play Danny's Choice. So we're still fitting in today. Danny, thank you so much for this week's selection. Now, this is a new band. I'd not heard these before. Very similar. I'm hearing James vibes from this, the House Martins, things like that. And don't know much about this band at all, but we'll check them out. They are very good. So, Dan, thank you very much for your last pick of 2021. You have kept the listeners entertained as well this year, so thank you so much. Looking forward to your choices next year, my friend. So Dan has picked this week for his final Danny's Choice of the year. This is the Lathams with How Beautiful Life Can Be.
Out in the garden, a bumblebee buzzes by my nose all the while. The kettle's boiled, forgot my toast. These serve as reminders of what really matters most. Just how beautiful life can be when one allows her to breathe. Let the children have their chance to see just how beautiful life can be. Foreign desire, where life will lead. If I'm to inspire, lead by example, not by greed. All or not knowing, it's easier than you've been led to believe. Just how beautiful life can be when one allows her to breathe. Let the children chance to see just how beautiful life can be. Just how beautiful life can be. Just how beautiful life can be. Let the children have their chance to see just how beautiful life can be. The time wasn't right, I should've loved you more.
There we go, Joel Corey there featuring Mabel with I Wish. So heading out towards the news now, as I said, and after the news, we'll have the weather, we'll have today's cover from another, lots more Christmas classics and all your messages. Do get in touch. Great to hear from you. Email radio@phoenixfm.com.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, plans are apparently being drawn up for a two-week circuit breaker lockdown in England after Christmas, following a rise in the number of coronavirus cases. It's understood the Cabinet will be updated on the latest data this afternoon. Our political correspondent Rob Powell thinks it's unlikely to lead to further restrictions, but says a Saturday briefing is significant.
We know that the government is concerned about the way the data is going, so I think the fact that the Cabinet are being leaked into that situation does give you some idea on how quickly this is changing and how serious this is.
Meanwhile, vaccination centres are popping up at football stadiums and Christmas markets this weekend as the government tries to roll out as many booster jabs as possible. Half of adults in the UK have now had a third dose, but Professor Beata Campman from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says that alone is not enough.
I think it's really important to realise that the booster doesn't kick in the moment you leave the vaccine centre. So don't go to the pub after you've had the booster, right? I think people need to take social distancing and wearing their masks and staying away from crowded places incredibly seriously right now.
A man from Birmingham has been jailed for almost 5 years for two crashes which left one person dead and another paralysed. 22-year-old Jordan Tedstone's friend died in the first collision in 2019. The other happened earlier this year when he was on bail. An earthquake has hit the city of Bergamo in Italy. The tremor was reportedly felt as far away as Milan. Another of this afternoon's Premier League matches has been called off. Aston Villa says positive coronavirus tests have postponed their game with Burnley. It means just one top flight fixture will go ahead when Leeds host Arsenal. And it's been another nightmare day at the Ashes for England, with Australia building a lead of 282 runs in the second test in Adelaide. The visitors collapsed to be all out for 236. That's the latest. I'm Emma Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, got your latest weather for you, and today's going to remain pretty dull throughout the afternoon, actually. It's going to remain quite dry, though. There might be some brighter spells around tea time, but unlikely. And there will be a brisk breeze persisting along the coastal areas at 9 degrees. Tonight, it's going to remain generally dry, but widespread areas of low cloud, some fog coming in around dawn at 7 degrees. And tomorrow is going to be a dull start for many. The cloudy conditions are going to continue. The early fog will lift, though, and it will stay overcast for most of the day, remaining cool at 8 degrees. So, yeah, pretty grotty on the weather side, but stick with us at Phoenix. We'll keep updated each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Kicking off the second hour with your company. All around the world. Thanks for sticking with the show. Anticipation. Turn this one up nice and loud.
Here it comes again. You see, no matter where you are, it could be near or far, but it still feels like Christmas time to me.
given all I've got.
You've given me nothing.
Something to believe in.
Sleepless nights.
But every day I wonder.
You're still dreaming.
If I'm wasting my time here.
No surprise.
The voice is way too loud. Emotions up and down. Searching hard to find some light. It's a war, it's a fight. I'm the worst of all nights. No, it's not the red that we wanna see. There will be no release till we're down on our knees. Can we both agree it's not how Christmas is supposed to be?
I'm hoping this will be the year. I've been saying that forever.
I agree to disagree.
No compromise. Go out.
Be alone.
Be together.
Respecting each other even despite the way we scream and shout. Forever falling out. Too much wrong, too little right. It's a war, it's a fight. I'm the worst of all nights. No, it's not the red that we want to see. There will be no release till we're down on our knees. Can we both agree it's not how Christmas is supposed to be? No, it's not how it's supposed to be. Look into my eyes.
Let me apologize.
Here's the only place that I wanna be.
I wanna be.
The only gift that I need is your love in me. We both agree this is how Christmas is supposed to be. This love, this love, this love is right where I wanna be. The only gift that I need is you loving me. Now we both supposed to be.
There we go, Gary Barlow. His Christmas track from the Christmas album that's out the, just this week. What's that noise in the background? Go away, Mr. Barlow. Honestly, a bit of a noise there. Yes, so that's Gary Barlow with Sheridan Smith. And yeah, I think that's doing quite well in the charts. But Gary Barlow fans will be foaming at the mouth for that. So thank you for your company today. Welcome back to the second hour of the Weekend Wind-Up, as I said. And it's great to have your company. Lots of people getting in touch about the interview today. Thank you so much. The interview will be available to listen again on my show page over the weekend. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And thanks to the Isolation Creation guys for calling in today. Really appreciate it. Lovely message in from Sarah to say thanks for the interview today. Really enjoyed it and really enjoying the Christmas tunes. And thank you very much for keeping us entertained as well every Saturday with you. Thank you so much. That's really lovely of you. Thank you. Appreciate that. And it's a cliche to say, but without you guys make comment in and enjoying the music, I wouldn't be doing the show. So thank you. Appreciate that. Message. My favourites, Derek and Margaret. How are you guys? Hope you're well. To say, I'm loving the music today as usual. We've been out, we've done some shopping today, and could I play anything by Mr. Cliff Richard? I will do. I will find something for you and play it. I hope you stay safe, guys, and I hope you're looking after yourselves and looking forward to your festive break if you're having one. Lucy is messaging as well. Hi guys. I hope you're well. I just want to say thanks very much to everyone at Phoenix for keeping us entertained during the week and during the year. We're really enjoying it, and we love our Saturday show. Thank you, and I love you being part of it. I really appreciate it. I think radio has been ever more important this year as we've attempted to get some sort of normality back, but it seems to be given in one hand and taken away in the other, doesn't it? Particularly at the moment, if you hear all the doom-laden headlines, and radio has kept you company, and I know it's a real source of comfort for people who might be on their own at the moment. So you're not on your own. You know, we're always with you at Phoenix. Do tune in. There's always somebody here listening, playing music for you, and we always welcome hearing from you. So do get in touch. You're emailing us via www.phoenixfm.com, which is the website, or email us direct on radio@phoenixfm.com. Thank you so much. Now, I want to give a big shout out, a birthday shout out, a certain Elizabeth Chitty listening in today. Elizabeth is, well, she's ramping away with her age. She's gone from a little dot and now she's growing and growing and growing. And today she is celebrating her birthday with a, I think she's going bowling today. Elizabeth, happy birthday. I did ask Mum and Dad what you'd like me to play and they said anything by Adele. I was thinking, you know, along the lines of Little Mix, but no, Adele apparently, because you're going to sing it nice and loud. So open those windows, make sure you deafen your mum and dad and sing nice and loud. Just sing like nobody's listening. Have a really, really lovely day and a happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy your day.
This year, more than ever, we must remember and honour the memories of our loved ones. The annual Light Up a Life appeal by St Francis Hospice provides a way for us all to remember those we have lost. You can dedicate a star in memory of a loved one in our beautiful online night sky this Christmas. Your donations can help local families to enjoy precious moments together in the hospice and at home. Visit sfh.org.uk and search Light Up a Life.
Looking to sell your property in Essex? Choose Oakmont Property Consultants, the high street agency that doesn't charge high fees. We have an all-inclusive fixed price fee of just £2,400, including VAT, for any home of any size, no sale, no fee. This price includes floor plans, professional level photography, an HD virtual tour, accompanied viewings and full service from sale to completion. Oakmont Property Consultants, the professional high street estate agent charging internet prices. Call our head office on 01708 22344.
At Brentwood Care Centre, we understand that looking after your loved ones requires a superhero effort. We are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Do you have IT problems? It's even thinking about IT like thinking about some big, scary monster who's going to storm in, wreak havoc and damage your business. At Outside Help, IT is our friend and we get on so well. Oh, just look how cute he is.
Aww.
Get on with IT. Visit our website, outside.help.
FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, your latest travel for you. And the roads are still not looking too bad, actually. It's surprising because I thought they'd be really busy today, but they're not. So, on the Ongar Road, as you head towards Wilson's Corner, that's quite busy with traffic. And obviously, as you leave the M25 heading on towards Brentwood High Street, that's busy with Christmas shopping, but nothing major at the moment. Obviously, the ongoing roadworks on the A13. Caused some issues, but all major roads, M25, A127 and A12 are looking okay. So we'll keep you updated on that as we go throughout the day. Now remember, there is some industrial action this weekend, which means tube services are affected. So there is a special service on the Central Line, the Jubilee Line and the Northern Line and Victoria Line. There are severe delays on the Circle Line, Hammersmith and City Line, and you have the Piccadilly Line, Waterloo and City, and also the Northern Line, Victoria being suspended. So they're not working at the moment. So check with the London Underground. I will get my words right in a minute. Check with TfL, before you head out. to play on your journey. Now, services on the Greater Anglia Network and the C2C Network are running okay, not showing any major problems at the moment, but we suggest you check with your travel providers before heading out, and we'll keep you updated each and every hour on Phoenix.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Yeah, lots of lovely messages coming in. Thank you so much about today's show and the interview today. As I said, it will be on my show page over the weekend. And I've seen the Isolation Creation guys have already been on social media, on Twitter, sharing the show. And I've got lots of messages coming in. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I want to say hello to Jackie, who messaged in to say, really enjoying the music today. Thank you for keeping me company. I'm upstairs rapping while the kids are downstairs arguing. And I'm locking myself away with a mince pie and a glass of wine while I'm wrapping the presents. That sounds amazing. And listening to me, I will make sure I keep you entertained as much as I can. Thanks, Jackie, and have a lovely Christmas. And to Terry, Terry's one of our regular listeners, out and about in the van today, making deliveries as usual. A busier day than ever, as you would expect, but loving the tunes. Thanks everyone to everyone at Phoenix for entertaining us. It's a pleasure, sir. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate your company. Now, I'm all about playing local artists, and I thought, why not? I'm going to give this young man a bit of an airing.
Say bubble, vibes of that. Cruise like a four-wheel driving that. Tip time, everything's live in that. I got AJTs on the mic of that. I say bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four-wheel driving that. Tip time, everything's live in that. I got AJTs on the mic of that. No one knows the pain. No one sees what I see in you. No one feels the same. No one feels the same that I do. Watch the sun down. Had a little beef, but it's done now. I should have drink and a rub down. My teaser place is shut down. I don't ride to sun now. Painty looking like a touchdown. My haze get vexed, come up now. I went up on my kettle, got bust down. Watch the sun now. Had a little beef, but it's done now. I should have drink and a rub down. My teams their place is shut down. I don't ride to sun now. Painty looking like a touchdown. My haze get vexed, come up now. I went up on my kettle, got bust. Oh, it's the hype of my zip. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up, but mash up the deck. The microphone trap is live and direct. And again, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up, but mash up the deck. The microphone trap is live and direct. And again, no one knows the pain. No one sees what I see in you. No one feels the same the way that I do. I'm a rock star. I get this love like a pop star. And when I'm my ends of a rock star. Wait, everybody run for the cop car. I don't know about sober. Just a rock boy sitting in a rover. I got my friends and my fans on shoulder. Money got cold, my money got colder. I'm a rock star. I get this love like a pop star. And when I'm my ends of a block star. Wait, everybody run for the cop car. I don't know about sober. I'm just a rock boy sitting in a rover. I got my friends and my fans on the shoulder. Money got cold, my money got colder. I'm a rock star. I get this love like a pop star. And when I'm on my ends, I'm a rock star. Wait, everybody run for the cop car. I don't know about sober. I'm just a block boy sitting in a rover. I got my friends and my fans on the shoulder. Money got good and money got colder. Yo, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone trap live and direct again.
As it's Christmas.
No one knows the pain.
I thought to nick that one in there. That's my boy Elliot with his recording of AJ Tracy, Ladbroke Grove. And I thought I'd give it an airing. Hope you don't mind, Elliot. Hope you're listening, young man.
glory has faded. The dream is worth more than the price. Twisting, turning, bend, and the freedom burning bright. Knows all of the names and all of the games of the yellow, black, and white. We've got to have faith. Work it out, faith and hope. Without any doubt, give us strength to make us start. Put a song in our hearts. We're never gonna.
There we go for Derek, who requested a Cliff song earlier. I thought, I haven't heard that for years, that song. I thought we'll play that. One of Cliff's lesser-known songs, I would say, but still a classic. So, Derek, hope you and Margaret are well, and happy Christmas to you both once again. Thank you for staying with me throughout the year. Really appreciate it. Now, it's time for today's Cover from Another, and I have picked a festive classic. Brought bang up to date, which is by a new version, which was just released this week. Which doesn't really steer too far away from the original, I have to say, but I thought I'd play it for you today. Now, this to me is one of the better modern Christmas songs, even though this is now a good couple of decades old. But I love this, and it never grows old, so I do hope you enjoy it. Do let me know which version you prefer. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or message me via the mediums on social media, and do let me know, but I hope you enjoy this.
Come to just to go and try to throw it all away. Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. I've only just begun to know you. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day? Touch your face while you are sleeping, and hold your hand, don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me. Now it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong.
Stay another day. Stay now. Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't face while you are sleeping and hold your hand. Don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me, and though it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong.
There we go. So today's cover from another, obviously the original, but East 17. The cover version by The Wanted. So they've got their Greatest Hits album out just in time for Christmas, and that was recorded, I think, as a tribute to Mr. Tom Parker, obviously, from the band, who is going through some difficulties with a brain tumour at the moment, and they recorded that with him. He opens the song. So do let me know which version you prefer. I had a couple of people already message in to say it's the original all the way for them. So who was that? Let's have a look. So Lucy messaged in and say, you can't beat East 17. Mr. Quincy messaged in, East 17 all the way. And who else? Let's have a look. Sarah's also messaged in to say it's the original for me, I'm afraid. But yeah, do let me know which one you prefer. And yeah, both good versions, aren't they? But yeah, I do agree that you can't really beat the original on that, can you?
More than half of us in Essex will get a heart condition in our lifetime. Making a donation to the Essex Heart Fund will help improve the treatment and ongoing support for cardiac patients. Together, we can keep hearts beating in Essex. For information and to donate, visit essexheartfund.org.uk or give £10 by texting SXHF to 70191. Essex Heart Fund is managed by the independent charitable trust Essex Community Foundation.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint. It's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? Register your business interest today. www.lowcase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
Yeah, welcome back. I just want to give a shout out to Mandy, who's messaged in. Mandy's messaged in to say what she's been online and loving the music today, but why is the studio camera not on today? Well, I'm going to be really honest with you. The studio camera isn't on today because I've not got the face for a studio camera today. I've got a little bit of a bruise on my face due to an accident this week. So the camera will not be going on my show anymore. I'm sure John will put it on when he comes in. But thank you anyway for tuning in, Mandy. Really appreciate it. And hope you enjoy the music. And yeah, we appreciate you sticking with us at Phoenix. Loving that. This made me laugh. I've had a message in from Molly. Molly is my goddaughter. And she mentioned in regarding today's cover from another, saying, "I preferred the cover version." Yes, that's by the Wanted. So Molly likes the cover version. And then her sister Gracie messaged in. And for those that know Gracie, you can hear Gracie saying this. She said, "I thought they sounded exactly the same," which tickled me. They do. They sound very similar. Gracie, you're not wrong, mate. You're not wrong. They do sound very similar. Most people prefer in the original, but Molly's out there fighting the Wanted's corner. So keep those messages coming in. Thank you very much. This next track, can't believe I'm quite saying this. This is the Christmas single from Craig Revel Horwood.
Santa, put your sled away. You've worked all night, now it's time to play. Rudolph's ready to paint the town. Mr. Santa, go and get your best ball gown.
All the elves get dressed up to go, to strut the stuff at the Christmas show. Gonna get marked out of 10 if they can keep up the eggnog again.
It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. Take my hand and come and dance with me. It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. We're gonna dance around the Christmas tree.
To sing, and the sleigh bells loud will ring. Come dance and let this festive fun begin.
It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. Take my hand and come and dance with me. It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. And later we'll dance around the Christmas tree.
Don't you let them go.
It's Christmas.
Yes, you heard me correctly. Mr. Craig Revel Horwood there from Strictly with It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. And that's his single for this year. And that's a bit different, isn't it? Now, I know today we've had lots and lots of light-hearted music and upbeat stuff. And absolutely, we should be doing that at Christmas. But I just want to pay and acknowledge those people who maybe are not celebrating this time of year. Or maybe don't feel they're in a position to, or maybe just spending it on their own through whatever reason. I know there's lots of people at the moment, people that I know and love, that are particularly struggling with personal things and having to isolate and having to not see people and are struggling with jobs and things like that and family issues. And there's lots and lots of happiness and love going around this time of year, but we also need to pay attention to those who maybe need a bit of a focus as well. So just to say for anyone out there, and it's tough at the moment, I know, we're all in this and we will get through it, and stick with us at Phoenix. We'll keep you company all the way through it.
myself recalling things you said to me the night it all started, and still the rain is falling, makes me feel the way I felt when we parted. The hopes we had were much too high, way out of reach, but we had to try. No need to hide, no need to run, 'cause all the answers come.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2.